Spirit-driven events are fascinating and enlightening true stories as narrated by Mary Scott. The following things are not visible, yet we all believe them to exist in our world. Air, calories, cold, taste, thought, trust, love, and whisper. While these things cannot be seen, they may be felt, heard, smelled, or tasted. No one seems to have a problem with not being able to see these things. Yet when people say they can see, talk to, and or sense spirits, whoa, watch out, their skepticism kicks into gear. Why? Because it scares them, or they were trained in their upbringing to not believe. Death, spirits, and ghosts are scary to people. Apparently, much scarier than air, calories, cold, etc. There are people who claim to believe in God and His Son Jesus, yet they have a hard time believing in the spirit world. Why? After all, God is the Supreme Spirit, and we are all a part of God. Sooner or later, when one's body dies and their spirit lives on, they will know the truth. It is just a shame they prefer to live with their heads buried in the sand instead of waking up to God now, while they are here on earth, and we are supposed to be doing God's work. The writing of this book in itself is a spirit-driven event. I had a few reasons for writing this book, the two primary reasons being, one, God and my spirit allies wanted me to write this book, and they can be very persistent. Two, my spirit allies and I want to enlighten people in order for them to become aware of their spiritual abilities. Everyone possesses spiritual abilities. They only need to learn how to recognize and use them for the good they were meant to be used for. I have several spiritual abilities and use them all the time to help others. It is time for the rest of the world to wake up to theirs. There are no coincidences, and everything really does happen for a reason. Over the years, I kept a journal I call Spirit-Driven Events. This journal does not contain all of my spirit-driven events, merely the ones I consider to be really cool. My journal consists of hundreds of events, and I have selected 41 events to include in this book, which is organized into two sections. The first section contains general spirit-driven events, and the second section contains spirit-driven healing events. The book is about 200 pages and includes over 50 pages of pictures where spirits were captured, including the spirit of Elvis. The ebook on iTunes is totally awesome. It will knock your socks off, especially since you will have the ability to zoom into the pictures. I dedicated this book in loving memory of my late husband, Bob, who is in spirit and is still watching over, protecting, and guiding me, just as he promised he would. So please visit www.spiritdrivenevents.com, read the excerpt, visit my photo and video gallery, enter by the book, and provide me your feedback. In closing, I will say it again. Everyone possesses spiritual abilities. One only needs to learn how to recognize and use them for the good they were meant to be used. My spirit allies and I wrote this book to enlighten people in order for them to become aware of their spiritual abilities. Our hope was for you, the reader, to have learned from my spiritual journey and to be able to relate to some of these events in your own life by having your own aha moments and realize your spiritual abilities. With love and many blessings, Mary Scott.